Welcome to my Chair of Change series. Chair of Change is part of Coaching with Juan, exclusively on Audioboo. Today's topic, didn't we get hired at the same time? It happens to all of us at one point or another. You begin work at a new company, you develop a close friendship with someone in your training class, and a few months later, and some interviews later, one of you is promoted and the other one is now a direct report. What was once a friendly, after-hours, off-duty, personal relationship has now been thrown into the supervisor, manager, direct reported arena. Depending how you handle the situation, it could be a dream scenario or your worst nightmare. The dream scenario would be a direct report that understands your position and leverages the power of the relationship to learn, grow, develop, and mentor while under your guidance. The nightmare scenario would be a direct report that now resents your new position and questions you on every word, every email, every decision, and every action. So, how do you handle this proverbial fork in the road? Well, dealing with the dream scenario is relatively simple. It's business as usual. You continue your professional relationship while on duty and your personal relationship while off duty. Although, it wouldn't hurt to have a conversation with your friend, now a direct report, to ensure that both of you understand where the friendship line ends and the professional line begins. The conversation should not only include how you would handle the dreaded disciplinary action scenario, should it come to that, but it should also include your commitment to provide him or her with actionable goals, feedback, and mentorship to assist him or her in their growth within the company. In short, to quote the words of a former presidential candidate, in this scenario, the skies will open, light will come down, and celestial choirs will begin singing. Dealing with scenario number two, the nightmare, is much more complex. In this scenario, your friend, now a direct report, will resent the fact that you were promoted before him or her. This resentment will manifest itself in hostile feelings, be they in written or verbal communication, second-guessing of your work, your emails, your conversations, your decisions, and the dreaded gossip at the water cooler about you to his or her peers. And should you attempt at any point to administer warranted disciplinary action, you could be accused of targeting. This is the proverbial no-win scenario, and one you should escape from very quickly. Your only course of action is to seek guidance from your HR professionals to prevent the, quote, I'm being targeted by my boss card being used. Which brings me to scenario number three. No matter how you sell it or how you spin it, both scenarios, you run the risk of being accused of either playing favorites or, should things go south, being accused of targeting. The only way to get around both of these scenarios is to bring upon you the blessings of the celestial choirs of HR joy and bring your HR professionals into the loop regarding your friendship with your new direct report. Any HR professional will see the potential for exposure and will sign off on having your friend, now a direct report, reassigned to another team so that no conflict of interest will impact your team and leave the company exposed to allegations of favoritism or targeting. In the end, both of you bring to the table valuable and very different skill sets. The true measure of a professional is someone who understands the complex dynamics of workplace friendships without allowing the friendship to get in the way of professional performance. And that's change you can count on. A big thank you to Jim C. for suggesting the topic and providing great insight for this podcast. A new feature this week. You can now follow us on iTunes. Simply click the iTunes button in your player window, and now you can take the Chair of Change with you on the go. You can send us your comments and suggestions for future podcasts to Coaching with Juan, that's J-U-A-N, @gmail.com. For the Chair of Change series, this is Juan Carlos Vega, exclusively on Audioboo.